All right, everybody.
Welcome to another episode of The Late to Late Girls. We are your hosts, Nina and Tiffany. It is 6:02, and it just downpoured.
Yes.
Downpoured.
It did.
Downpoured like, whoa.
I looked like a drowned rat when I got in my car after work. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I was sitting at home waiting to come here after, because I go to work, break.
Yeah.
And I was waiting for it to come here, and the lights were flickering. I heard the thunder popping in the background. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ooh, something.
It was intense, yeah.
And all of a sudden, it just goes.
It was like a shower. Like, you were literally.
Down.
Yeah.
And you were out, like, towards Varick.
Yep.
And it was about the same.
It was torrential. That you could see, like, the sheets of rain
coming through.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I really need to go. Like, I don't want to wait here any longer.
You waited out a little bit, but let it, like,
no, I was like, I kind of, I did, because I wanted to get out of work and, you know, come here.
Awesome.
Yeah,
it just went down for. I was waiting for the lights to go out. So if the lights do go out, I'm so sorry. If we go, we are.
It was fine
when we go back out there. Yeah. Because as soon as I was on my way here, I was like, I'm not. I live 2 minutes away.
Yeah.
But I waited and I got in the car when it was a light drizzle and then got here just in the next time. It was just a little bit of rain coming down and I came in and it's all good. But you said it's cleared up by now?
Yeah, it was like the sun was actually coming back out when I... Really? Yeah, actually, I have, like, no reception in here. I have Wi-Fi. I can try to check the weather. I think it's kind of one of those things where it's, on and off. Like, little cells. Yeah, it looks like it's more towards, like, Auburn, Syracuse. Yeah, I don't see anything else.
More storms rolling through the area overnight.
Yeah.
Into tomorrow, so.
Yep.
But that, will that make it more muggy or less muggy? More muggy.
I think it's supposed to get a little less from, I don't know if it's going to happen tonight or tomorrow. I know, I hate the mugginess, too, and my hair hates it.
I want to give a shout-out to a loyal listener, a fan of ours.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Walmart yesterday.
Okay.
And I was grabbing a couple of things for groceries, and we were in the line, and he just looks at me and he goes, I love your show, by the way. I love Late to Late.
Yes. Did he introduce himself?
No, I didn't really ask questions.
Okay.
It's like one of those moments, like.
Did you turn, like, bright red? Yeah. That's awesome. We love it when that happens.
I do enjoy it. So
yeah.
I like, turn him off from the show, though. But he goes, I'm probably one of the only guys that watch. I'm like, no, you're not.
No.
We have loyal listeners again.
Oh, yeah.
I said, thank you so much. But I did that whole...
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
It never gets old.
Yeah.
It never gets any less weird.
Yeah.
But it's still complex, so don't not do it.
Yeah.
Please.
Definitely do it.
I love it when people like, recognize me for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy that. So thank you. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to give him a shout out.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Jen was like,
which is happening with a celebrity? Yeah, that hasn't happened to me at all.
People,
I don't know.
It just takes but a you're person who's like really bold.
Yeah, and well, you have a lot more exposure than I do too. There's that. Sometimes though, like. I have some, like, bitchy resting face sometimes. Like, if I'm going
a
to the store.
The
yeah, if I'm going to the store and, I don't know, like, my mind, I don't know, maybe that, like, puts people off. I hate it, though. I think it's so, like, oh, so misogynistic, even. I'll even go there when a man's like, smile, and I'm just like.
Don't tell me smile.
Right? That irritates them. Piss out of me.
Hey, getting on a man's good side. Don't tell her to smile.
Right? It just, it's so condescending. And I don't think some people,
really?
I don't think they mean to, you know what I mean? Like, they're being friendly. But it just, if you're telling someone who, it's just going to piss them off, you know what I mean? It's kind of patronizing and condescending. Anyways, total tangent. Didn't mean to go there.
any specialness there? I mean, yeah. So, yeah. I forget what I was going to say.
Oh, that's all right. Was that thunder?
No, I think that was just something closing. I had a really good comment for that.
Oh, no. Maybe it'll come back to you.
I hate it when that happens. Probably not. So, how did your weekend go? What did you do over the weekend?
I had a great weekend. I went to the Dierks Bentley concert at, like, the very last minute, and it was, like,
literally the best, like, that day.
It was, yeah, it was, like, that morning. Our mutual friend Jen was like, oh, you should, because, like, I had plans that fell through, and she's like, oh, you should come, and I was like, all right. It was, like, the best $50, seriously, that I've spent in a really long time.
So fun.
It was and so much fun, and it was actually the first concert I've ever been to at CMAC.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been to one there before. I don't know why. It was, yeah. So,
I love it there.
It was so much fun. Like, I don't, like, seriously, I have not had this much fun in a long time. Because everyone was, it was funny. They're like, oh, no tailgating. Literally, everyone's tailgating. And, like, cops are walking through. They don't even care. Like, which I thought was kind of hilarious. But, yeah, so you have, like, the tailgating beforehand. And then, you know, we had lawn tickets. Or, well, I had lawn tickets. And some other people did. So, like, Jen and the other person with us were like, oh, yeah, we'll stay on the lawn. It was so much fun. We were, like, right up against the railing, and, like, there was tons of people there. But it was, and I think the weather was perfect, too. Like, if
it
had,
yeah,
it was beautiful, not muggy at all. It was, you couldn't have asked for a better backdrop.
Yeah.
And dear, he was amazing. Oh, my gosh. Like, the music was really good. Company. I wish I could go back in time and do it over. It was a lot of fun. And then the rest of the weekend, I kind of just hung out and maybe recovered a little bit.
Yeah. You went out and took some photos, yes.
I did. It was super, we'll have to do it. We'll have to, like, plan to do it. Because I went to the Ithaca Farmers Market. And I haven't been there in a couple years, actually. Maybe, like, 2 years now. Because I didn't go last year at all. The food there, oh my god. Like, the food you can buy and eat right there is so good. And it's so different, too. They have, like, Cambodian food, which I've never even had. I want to try it. Like, Cuban food. Like, it's just a lot of fun. And
I want to go.
It's a cool, yeah, like, family thing.
I was ready to jump at the chance.
Yeah.
But, my stories later will explain
more. All right, yeah. Why you couldn't go. Yeah, and I went and took pictures for my photography class.
Which
and
you're going to meet again soon?
We actually have, I think our next, we met yesterday. We've met every Monday. I think our last one is actually this Monday, or next Monday.
And then you guys feature them at the Lights on Linden over in the Arctic.
Yeah, at the Geneva Night Out.
Yes.
Yep, July 11th. We'll have, like, our show. Actually, ours is going to be at Stomping Grounds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think that's where it's going to be on display.
You so excited?
Yeah, it's really cool to have your artwork, or so, you know, so to speak, here, something you've created. Yeah. So, it'll be good. I had a good weekend.
That's good. It's really I had a good weekend. Very strenuous. Friday, I had a great day. I went in and I celebrated the wedding of a friend of mine from college, and it was absolutely beautiful.
It was at Ventosa, wasn't it?
Gorgeous.
I saw some pictures, and I was like, oh, my God. It was so beautiful. It was an incredible weekend for weddings. I saw, like, tons of it on Facebook.
Me too.
Yeah.
I was, like, everywhere I went, everyone's getting freaking married.
Yeah.
And then
your clock is still. Oh, please. You want to talk about nowhere getting married. Yeah, anyways.
You're not even anywhere.
Yeah.
Too many things going on in our lives. But, yeah, the wedding was absolutely phenomenal. I felt like it went really quickly, though.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, the ceremony itself was at the owner's house, which is, like, right next door. You walk through the yard a little bit, and you literally drive, like, walk by, like, donkeys or something.
Okay.
And you have the ceremony that's overlooking the lake.
Oh, like, how beautiful.
Priceless view.
Yeah.
Then you go back over into Ventosa, and, you know, we did the receiving line, which I didn't realize was still a thing. I knew it was traditional. It was something.
Yeah, that is, I think, kind of old-fashioned.
I didn't realize people still did it. It takes forever. And it was really awkward.
Yeah? Were you in the receiving line?
No, I went through and...
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, that is really awkward.
On both ends. it's awkward.
Yeah.
Say you're a bridesmaid, you're friends with the bride, you don't know the groom's side.
Yeah, exactly.
These people, you have no idea.
Yeah.
Who they are. And like me, I had no idea who the bridesmaids were.
Yeah.
I went up and gave the groomsman a hug. And I gave the groom and the bride. I knew the bride. But
not yeah.
many of the bridesmaids. I'm like, this is awkward. How's it going?
Yeah. Exactly. I'm trying to think of...
Because I don't want anybody to have to feel that way.
Yeah, that is so weird and awkward. Because the bride and groom, like, they go around usually, like, to every table. Yeah, and say hi and stuff. Yeah.
I think that's better. It
yeah.
It just puts us through that, and it's not,
And it takes a long time, too. Yeah.
Standing outside for a long time.
Yeah.
We had to find our names for our placements. But other than that, like, I felt like it went so quick. I felt like we went in, we danced, and then we left. Like, where did this wedding happen?
I know, time flies when you're having fun. So quickly. Yeah.
And we couldn't have been placed with better people, though. We had a great time joking around with them. The girl next to me, she was like,
"Beth." Oh, yeah, I was doing that, too. Trust me. Concert. I'm like, I just met you, but we're BFFs now. Yeah. Like, your friend Jamie, oh my god. I freaking love her, this girl. Oh my god, she's like, BFFs forever. So much fun. Maybe, yeah, I gotta kind of look at money and stuff. I wanna go, but I don't know. I need to be responsible. I need to be an adult about it. But maybe I'll go for like a day. Yeah, maybe I'll go like on Saturday only or something. Yeah.
Good stories about that place.
Yeah?
Good stories
about
that place. About a friend of hers that she met out there who was like this ginormous man.
Okay.
He's like 6'10". I'm not kidding. He sent a picture. She sent a picture and she's here.
Yeah.
And she goes up to like his belly.
Oh my god.
And he's not here. Like, oh my god. She's moderately short, so about 5'4".
She's like average,
I mean, he was just a giant.
Yeah.
Very, very good looking.
I would just say, was it cute?
Who's this boy?
I tell you, country concerts are a great place to meet men. Just saying.
But yeah, so I had that wedding, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I love weddings. Men think it's so sappy, like, the boyfriend.
But it's so...
He goes, you're such a girl.
Yep.
Girl. I'm like, I can't help it.
Yeah.
Like, especially when the groom, who I went to college with, mm-hmm. who I was for at the wedding.
Okay.
When he danced with his mom, I'm just like...
Aww. Yeah.
But then on Saturday, we took another step for my sister's wedding.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
God. And I don't know if I can handle this whole wedding. And we're getting married.
Yeah.
We had our wedding shower. It turned out absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I saw the pictures.
I loved it. And, you know, it was the something blue. So, you know, mm-hmm. something borrowed, something blue. Heather's ready to say I do wedding shower.
And cute.
It was blue. A very light, classy, cute blue. And, I mean, my mom is very creative and she just did wonders with it.
Mm-hmm.
And went to town. She's just really good at that kind of stuff. Very creative. Not even using Pinterest, kind of creative.
Yeah.
She just does it. It's creepy like that. And it just turned out really wonderful. But then I started thinking, like, her bachelorette is coming up. And then she's going to be Mrs. Benedict. She's not going to be.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I can handle this.
Aww. Yeah.
Lots
of change, yeah.
Lots of change, and I have to adjust because she's my baby.
Yeah.
And as far as planning goes, we've talked about this a little bit before. Like, mm-hmm. she's so type B. I'm so type A. I'm like,
yeah. You're turning into like the bridezilla. It's not even your wedding.
I'm bridezilla.
Yeah.
And, like, the things that I'm in charge of are done.
Yeah.
Booked. Ready to go.
Yep.
She doesn't even have her dress yet.
Oh my god, still? Oh my god.
It hurts my heart.
I was just gonna say that would oof.
And I talked to her about this at the shower and I'm like, so when you get
yeah, right?
We have it picked out.
Yeah.
We have it, like, we know the one, she's just gonna go get it.
Yeah.
And she's gonna, you know, pick it, like, she's gonna have it ordered and everything like that. And, oh well, you know, if they can't get it to me in time, I'll just pick another one.
Yeah.
What? Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Are you listening? Yeah. She's just so easygoing. I am so tight. Well, this is going to go into the stories later on,
too. Okay.
I am such a type A. So, so type A. I was, like, cringing. And then, towards the end of the bridal shower, she throws another thing at me, because I'm the maid of honor. So, mm-hmm. I'm trying to make sure everything I can gets done.
Yeah.
She goes, so, I was thinking about changing the color of the dresses.
Have you already bought the dresses?
I have my dress. My sister has her dress. We were going to be in a darker purple chiffon dress. Same dress, just different colors. Mine was dark purple. My sister's is dark purple, like, called lapis.
Okay.
And the other bridesmaids are light purple.
Yeah.
Like a lilac-y purple.
Yeah.
And so she tells me, do you think I can get the dresses all in dark purple?
Oh, no.
So, here I am at the bridal shower, calling the store.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, just trying to get everything taken care of. Of course, they, like, after a while of talking to them and coaxing them, you're like, listen, you know.
Yeah.
This really needs to happen. Like, this has got to be, this is her day, don't mess with me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You tell me how you're going to do this type of thing. Yeah.
Do not fight with me.
Yeah.
You got to take care of. We just had to take the dresses that they got back on Sunday and then exchange, then they would order them. We're going to have them by mid-July. Perfectly fine.
Yeah.
That's acceptable to me. And so we got that taken care of. And
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if she understands how quickly this is coming up. Like,
yeah.
And mind you, she has plans for every single weekend coming up all the way through to her wedding.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah. Tiffany's like, this wedding might kill you.
Yeah. I feel so bad for whoever my maid of honor is going to be. I feel so bad because I'm going to have it so planned. Because this is like my wedding hell.
Yeah.
She's like talking me out of, like, everything else is done. I mean, I'm like, if you want to do something else, I will.
Did you get the venue?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, good. Nice.
Hammered out, because it all came down to, like, zoning laws and everything like that. So
yeah.
They weren't allowed to do it at the place that they wanted, so she's at her backup.
Okay.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
That's why we had a backup.
We're
ready to go for that. She says and sent out her invitations. When is it appropriate to send out her invitations?
I don't know. I'm going to Google this.
8 weeks?
I'm going to Google it.
Now?
I have no idea. Yeah, I would do it right now. I mean, because it's in August. How soon before wedding? Oops.
Texting her right now.
All right. Top 10 wedding invitation etiquette Q&As. Hang on. I don't want your app. Come on. All right. Traditionally, they go out 6 to 8 weeks before the wedding.
Okay, so she still has time. Okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, oh my God, they should have been out weeks ago. And we're good. That's fine. But I don't know how we are so different. It's so crazy.
That is funny how siblings can, you know.
We're so opposite.
Yeah.
We love her to death. We work out so well, but just when it comes to planning.
Yeah. I'm like that, too, though, with planning. Like, I like to, like, have my ducks in a row.
What we're doing, and this is when.
Yeah, and it doesn't necessarily mean, like, every single second has to be planned, but it's like, yeah, like, how are we going to get there? What's, you know, do we need, like, certain things? Like, what do we have to do beforehand to make this successful? Yeah.
To my next point, and trying new things.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes to one of the stories I wanted to tell. This is a scary story. I got so scared over this weekend.
Oh, no.
It's not even funny how scared I got. Really wishing I would have been able to go to the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Sunday morning, I was doing, like, a whole bunch of cleaning. We're doing an overhaul, kind of like a spring cleaning
yeah.
the house. And then I had to shave Marty's head. I had to cut Marty's hair.
Okay, yeah.
The very last minute, it was like 4 or 5 o'clock. He's like, oh, let's go hiking. Uh-huh. Because that's our thing. It's something that we wanted to try and do together. And I'd gone hiking a few times before. Absolutely loved it. And I wanted him to get involved. And that we do together all the time. That we, it doesn't cost money.
Yeah, exactly. It is a great way to spend time with a significant other. Yeah.
And you're out in, you're outside. Mm-hmm. You're enjoying, you know, the surrounding area. Which, I mean, people really should understand how
I know. What, like, is. Treasures there are to hike around here. It is, yeah. It is pretty incredible.
And we went out to Lickbrook
Gorge. I've never heard of that.
And it's, do you know where Buttermilk Falls
is? Yeah.
It's just south of that. Just north of that. One of those. It's
really?
It's right near, it's a gem. And I'm talking, you go up to get to this place. You go up like a hill.
I'm gonna have to look it up because I've never heard of it before.
And it's, there's nowhere on the map. It tells you to go to Town Line Road in Ithaca. Uh-huh. And it tells you, it's like you're looking for a pull-off point where there's a sign.
Yeah.
There's no address for this thing. Okay, so I'm telling you, it's a hidden gem.
Yeah.
It is my favorite place in the entire world now. I will never go back there. Here's why.
Oh, no.
We were hiking, and we went up, trying to go up the mountain, thinking that we were going to see more going up the mountain. There wasn't a lot. There was, you know,
Does it have, like, a trail?
It's creek walk.
Okay.
You're walking up and down the waterfalls.
Okay.
And there's also a trail that you can take, but we like to creek walk. We like to
go
water and, like, stuck on the water.
Okay. Okay.
The water aspect and seeing the falls.
Okay.
So, we turned around and we go back down towards the other side thinking we'll get more falls. Absolutely right. There's drop-offs and it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Little waterfalls, little trickling of water.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. Well, we come to this point where it just literally you just see.
You
see things.
Yeah.
You're like, what's up here? You go up and there's a 500-foot waterfall.
Oh my god, that's pretty cool.
It was absolutely stunning, and it was close to sunset. So the sun's over here. I mean, the view that you could have had with your camera.
Like, yeah,
your camera got good pictures. Yeah, but
your like a DSLR. Yeah,
epic.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it was. Everybody should see that view.
Okay.
Once in their lives. I'm not going with you.
Oh no, why? I don't know if I want to go now.
We bring ropes with us because we know that there's going to be points in time where ropes are necessary to make sure that you have to safety harness yourself.
Yeah.
This is a time where we have safety harness ourselves because you crawl down the waterfall and you get close, but if you want to see over, you're going to want something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sitting on the edge here, and there's still like 5 feet, a little bit of a drop, and then five more feet and then down.
Yeah.
That's where the waterfall is. But there's a way you can crawl over to the left so that you can get a closer view of the front of the waterfall.
Uh-huh.
Well, the boyfriend, he did the line. He got over there. He hooked up the line. He's already looking over. And I'm on my way down there.
Yeah.
And I turn around, and I go to step down, and my foot slips
on the moss. Oh, my God. And
I felt myself going down, down, down.
Yeah.
I just go...
Yeah.
I grabbed my left hand and pulled myself.
Oh my god, Tiffany!
And I peed myself.
Oh my god. Ah!
It was the scariest thing I've ever
had
in my life. And I was like, Mark!
Yeah.
You're like, it was like the longest. 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't even think it was 5 seconds, like a half a second.
Yeah.
Just, like,
it happened so quick.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not going down there now. I'm done.
Yeah. Look it out. Oh my god. I would start crying.
Oh, I didn't cry. I did pretty good. I'm shaking right now.
Yeah.
But I was shaking really bad. Mm-hmm. I'm really scared. And, you know, we sat there and let me calm down.
Yeah.
My heart was just crazy.
Yeah.
The adrenaline was just going. Just thinking about I was going down to the safe point.
Yeah.
I felt like I was safe where I was.
Yeah.
And I'm going down to the point where he's got the rope so I can, you know, harness myself and be safe.
So you weren't hooked up to any rope. Oh my god.
Not at all. Tiffany. And I don't know. Blessings from above. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
To onto that because.
Yeah.
It would have been done. I just would have been done.
Oh my god.
I, it was the scariest thing I don't even know. It was the scariest thing that I've ever done in my entire life.
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that just goes to show you can never
be too careful.
Be too, you know, because you are in nature. You might feel comfortable, but yeah, you have to realize elements are unpredictable. Exactly. Oh my God.
I felt so, like, we were right by the edge. Yeah. Fine. Until that happened. I'm going down there. And I just, you know, on the way back up, when we were climbing back up, because you can't just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
He literally just stopped. On the way back up, he goes, you know how I know you're scared? Going back up.
Yeah.
I was the most careful and most conscious person ever.
I would imagine, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was petrified.
Yeah.
Petrified. Yeah, so I won't go back
there. Yeah. Yeah.
But it was, I mean, I gave him my phone. He took pictures of the view because I couldn't bring myself to try it again.
Yeah.
After that, it was too close for comfort.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And if you look down it, the best and most skilled climbers probably could scale that.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
It was not for me.
Yeah.
Especially almost falling like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But, you know, that is our new, like, that's our thing. That's this.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like everybody should have that. And I'm not trying to scare anybody away from hiking. It's not all scary like that. If you go to a grind.
Well, or especially, like, yeah, if you stay on, like, trails, exactly. You know what I mean, that are maintained by the state or something.
Trail,
yeah.
Like the water.
Yeah.
But you can do the trails. They're absolutely beautiful views from the trails.
Mm-hmm.
You're not losing by going to the trails. And it's a lot of fun. I would just, you know, figure out something new to do with your bow or your girl or whatever, something like that.
Or even, like, with friends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Make it your thing. Make it something that you do.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the summer of trying new things.
Hmm. Yes, I like that. That is up my alley right now. Yeah.
Speaking of,
mm-hmm.
we're both trying new things lately.
Yes.
me, I live with my boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and I call him the Adventures of Boots and Tiff.
That's cute. Uh-huh.
You know, my type A personality.
Yep. Yep.
We were cleaning on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, I want you to change things. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
He goes, I want you to take this and move it.
Okay.
No!
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
You can't make me. Yeah. And he'd already, like, I'm like, I can't do this. I look. And he had already changed something. He took something that was on the kitchen table, put it in the dining room.
Uh-huh.
Not in the dining room. In the kitchen table, and put it on the living room table. Put the living room table on the dining room table and changed it.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Your OCD is going crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
And he made me move my wine rack. And he made me move this other thing. He's like, we've been here a couple months.
Yeah.
Changed up. Changed things up a little bit. Meanwhile, he's laughing at me. Cringe.
Oh,
I've got this little decoration thing that says Dream on it, has candles to it.
Yeah.
I'm standing here like this with
it. Clutching it.
I'm cringing. I'm like, oh my God, where do I put this thing? What do I do with it?
Yeah.
Granted, it turned out fine. It turned out, like, it looks nice. And I agree with it. It's less clutter the way that I changed it. And, I mean, he's right. We got to change things up. But I'm like.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So Tiffany doesn't do well with change, all right?
When he comes to the house, I was like,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
Good. I'm adjusting, and I haven't changed anything back. I really didn't.
Well, that's good.
He's like, he challenges me. This is a good thing about a relationship.
But you see, that's good, though, that, you know, he's trying to push you outside of your
comfort
zone.
Oh, yeah, we went from 0 to 60 real
quick. Yeah.
I'm pretending like it's payback, but it's really not. I didn't do it on purpose. He likes to keep his hair high and tight,
mm-hmm.
like a military style.
Yeah.
And he will only go to the barber. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me why. I'm like, there's plenty of beauticians around here, too, that
we
can do high and tight.
Yeah.
I just need the barber. Okay, fine. I would do it if you want me to.
Yeah.
I was like, I used to do my brother's. My brother was in the Army. I used to do it.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Okay.
So, Tiffany's not really up on how to do it still.
Yeah.
So, we're in the kitchen, and I'm buzzing. I'm like,
and that's never something you want to hear when someone's cutting your hair.
Mind you, can see all my expressions in our window.
Yeah.
He's sitting right in front of the window. He goes, why are you doing that? And I'm like, yeah. How do you straight do you want this? He goes, what? Lo and behold, long story short, he's bald now.
Oh my God, Tiffany, what did you do?
Well, I couldn't fade it properly.
Uh-huh.
So we just buzzed it.
Oh, my God.
It's gone.
Oh, my gosh. Oops. That's so funny. Oh, my goodness. See.
Don't look at me.
I don't, like, trust myself. Like, I've had people in the past ask me, oh, can you, like, trim like this right here? And I'm like, you sure you want me to do this?
I'm like,
I don't have a lot of experience doing this. You sure? Yeah.
I did say that. I was like, I haven't done this in a while. You should.
Yeah.
She was like threatening my life. Not literally, but joking.
Yeah.
I like it a certain way. You know, you got to do it this way. I'm like, if you want me to, I don't trust it, but I will try.
Yeah. I think he's going to go to the barber next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're no longer, the barber in this relationship.
It's a buzz cut. I could do a buzz cut. Like
there you go. Yeah.
I got this. That was the inner workings of the Adventures of Boots and Tiff over the weekend.
Nice.
So trying new things, learning new things.
Yeah.
Each other and figuring things out.
That's what relationships are all about. Yeah.
You are in a whole different stage.
I would just say I am experiencing a lot of change, but in a different way than what you just described.
An amazing way, though.
Yes, it's good. I mean, because, I would always talk about my ex, Jared, my ex now, all the freaking time on the show. But, we broke up, I think a little over a month now. Yeah, something like that. So I am, after 3 years, of being with the same person, completely, single, and I'm loving it though. Like it's actually
refreshing.
Yeah.
I think the best part is when you're in a relationship for a long time, especially, you become acclimated. You are now one person. You are
A
joint thing.
Yeah.
You can't have A without B.
Yeah.
Now you're thinking about yourself and your
Which can be scary, but
super scary.
It's
but refreshing.
So it's so incredibly freeing. I can be so selfish. You know what I mean? But I'm young, I'm 26. I can do whatever the heck I want without really having to consider this other person. Yeah. I don't have kids, I don't have a house I have to, pay a mortgage on. I can do whatever I want, which is incredible.
The sky's not even the limit, right?
Yeah. So I'm kind of figuring things out. So I'm single, and I plan on staying single for a while, I think, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because, I know where I want my life to go, and, there's other changes coming up, probably in the fall, where things are going to change pretty drastically, which is a very cryptic thing to say, but...
Well,
but, yeah.
Keep you updated.
Exactly.
You know what I figured out, though?
What's up?
To help you out. I remember in college when you'd go to parties and you're like, oh, that's a cute guy.
Yeah.
You don't know if they're in a relationship or anything.
That is so true. Yeah.
You're going into a bar, you're going into a party, they need to have out the door three things.
Ooh, I kind of like where you're going with this.
They're glow sticks. Three colors with a key next to it. It says green, they're single.
Yeah.
Yellow.
It's complicated, yeah.
And,
tread with cog.
Yeah,
exactly.
Damn it.
Yeah. I will cut you.
Yeah. She's a crazy lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they need that.
That would be, I have actually seen that before. Not like in person. It was on a show. It's like some reality show. They went to this one bar. I think that is a great idea because it takes away all of the
guessing,
like this, like the embarrassment where if like, because you know some guys will, they might be taken, they'll flirt with the girl at the bar.
It's
yeah, you know, and it's like you get a kick out of it, whatever. But then the girl's like into him, and then come to find out, oh, I have a girlfriend. And you're like, and assuming you know you're a decent human being, you're not gonna like try to pursue something with this guy. Exactly. You know what I mean? Because he's taken, and you, exactly. You know. So it's like, oh, I just wasted. I just wasted a half hour of my energy on you, and you're not even single.
Exactly. It's like you're walking out to somebody in a bar, they're in, you know, you're flirting with them, you've got your game going.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you have this little thing that comes up, and they say, hi, honey.
Yeah. And you're like, and you're oh. Like,
goo.
Yeah, and you're like, got and you're me. Like, you do like the disappearing act, you're like, all right.
It's so nice to meet
see
you.
See you never. Yeah. Well, dating is kind of, I mean, it's fun, but it's also, it's kind of a crazy world, and I haven't really, like, I haven't gone on any dates yet, but, you know.
Yeah, but just it, as long as, you know, you're going when you, you want to go.
Exactly. Oh, I'm definitely
making it happen.
Ready to put myself back out there. Nothing, like I said, I'm not really looking for anything serious, though, but
generally, it's just,
it is good. And you know what? It, honestly, if anything, it's a really, really good ego boost. You know what I mean? When you're not, because when you are with someone for 3 years and it's over for whatever reason, and you just feel like, ugh, like, am I ever going to, like, find it? You know what? It was like, am, do, ugh, like, am I even still, like, do I even got it? You know, do I still have it or whatever, you know, anymore? Exactly, and it's nice to know that, okay, I still got it. I think I even have it more now than I did before, you know.
More confident at it. When you're younger.
That's true, you, yeah.
You still have those, you have little shadows of doubt in there.
Yeah.
Like, who am I really, what kind of person do I want to be? Who
am yeah.
I on a date? I mean, being 26.
Yeah.
You're very well off with yourself right now. You have a lot going for you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I think it's easier to come off confident.
Yeah, and I think, too, the older you get, you know what you like, and you're less willing to put up with, like, crap from other people. You know what I mean? If a guy is, like, stringing you along, or if they're just, like, being douchey, I don't know how else to put it, it's easier to be like, all right, see, you know, whatever, like, I don't need this,
that
you know?
That takes human form in a friend of ours, because there was one day she had a date, and just for whatever reason he couldn't make it. She's like, whoop.
Yeah, oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I'm like, are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, are you sure? She is so sure of herself.
Yeah.
She is so confident in what she wants, mm-hmm. what she believes, and how she wants to approach it, that if you alter yourself away from that, she's like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, you know, that, and that is a woman who is unstoppable. Like, you,
exactly.
You know, you're going to get what you want eventually.
You know what you want. Another friend of mine, and I'm so happy for her. She was a systematic non-dater.
Okay.
Like, she would.
She just didn't do relationships
didn't
or.
Do relationships. And I'm talking, she's 26 years old, coming mm-hmm. up in a week, 2 weeks. And she hasn't had a serious boyfriend since high school.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, she, you know, dated around in college, mm-hmm. hung out with people, never anything serious.
Yeah.
Always upfront about it, always honest about what she was looking for. You know, there were times where she was like, oh, I'm really lonely, I don't.
Yeah, yeah, that'll happen. Yeah.
However, it has worked out for her in the long run.
Yeah.
Only because I got to meet her boyfriend.
Aww.
You know, that they just, like, they've been dating for a while, and she's finally ready to settle down.
Yeah.
And that way, one, that's reassuring to him that, you know, she's not joking around.
Yeah, she, yeah.
Like, she's in it.
Yeah, for the long haul.
Yeah. And too, like, she's so sure of herself.
Yeah.
Like, she's so confident in
see, that, yeah.
I know it's special.
That's an incredible feeling to have in a relationship. Because when you're speaking from personal experience, like, when you're not sure of where that relationship is going, or if this other person is even, like, into it, and you're, like, is in that relationship with you,
honestly,
that is, that is, like, the worst, because it just, you constantly, like, think about it.
Yeah, are we on the same page? Are we going to the yeah. same place? Do we see ourselves the same way?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are we going towards, you know, we're dating, but we're staying, or yeah. are we going towards, you know,
yeah.
the whole long haul?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, because I know personally for me, I do want to get married someday and, like, and maybe have kids. I'm kind of iffy about the kids, but it's a possibility, you know what I mean, with the right person. I, you know, definitely, but I definitely want to get married. And if I'm not going to stay with someone who, if they don't know, if they're like, no, I don't want that, it's like, sorry, I'm not going
to
waste my time.
Yeah. It's really a great drama in your relationship.
Oh, yeah.
That you really want.
Exactly. And it's like, why hang on for another, you know, what? Yeah, year or whatever.
Change that.
Oh, because it's not going to happen.
It's not
going to happen.
One day, you're going to run into that person that's going to have the same values, the same goals.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like.
Exactly. Oh, you know, and that's the thing, too. Like, if you're in a circumstance that we just described, or maybe another one that is just, like, the relationship is no longer serving you, or heaven forbid it's abusive in some way, you are doing yourself such a disservice by staying in that,
mm-hmm.
because you're not freeing yourself up to open yourself up to that, the possibility of that person who is
there
yeah, that, you know, who is out there for you. And I don't know if I believe in, like, soulmates or anything like that. Like, I do honestly think that maybe, I think it happens, but I think that there's also maybe more than one person for you.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Only because, you know, if that person you're with and they're your soulmate, they pass away. What now?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think people come into our lives, and it might be a long season that they're there. It might be a short one, but they're always there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, if you're like, oh, but he's the one or whatever, like, there's probably some, statistically, there's probably someone out there even better for you. You know what I mean? So it's worth respecting yourself. I'm, like, getting on my soapbox here. Honestly, it all has to do with self-esteem. It really, truly does. Because if you respect yourself enough to be like, you know what?
I deserve better.
This, yeah, like, this isn't working anymore. Like, we can't fix it. Or whatever, if you're not willing to, you know, meet halfway and try to fix it, I'm done. You know, this is over. Like, I need to move on and
scoot. Time to
go. Yeah, and, you know, and work on yourself or whatever and try to, you know, make yourself even better for when you do meet that person.
Exactly.
Because I know.
You can't be broken yourself
and being. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's so true.
Because it's just not
working. No, exactly. Because I know girls who stay with someone just because. That's true. It does go both ways. You know, and I'm sure it happens in, like, homosexual relationships. We're coming this from, like, a very, you know, heterosexual perspective, but I'm sure it can apply to, like, all sorts of relationships. But, like, and I totally forgot where I was going with this. You have to, you know, they just stay there because it's comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you've been together for so
yeah.
long, like, you know, you always have this question, maybe I won't meet somebody, you know, I just, you know, if I stay
what if I, yeah.
for a little while longer, you know, they can change.
And, yeah, and I've had conversations with people like that before, thinking of one person in particular, I'm like, he's not going to change. It's not going to happen.
If you've been together this long.
Yeah, yeah. First time someone shows you who they are, believe them. I totally butchered that quote by Maya Angelou, but it's so true.
It's true.
My God. Yeah. So, yes, after that deep note, I am single again. You know, looking to, yeah, you know, there's definitely times where, you know, I get sad. And, I mean, it's still, there's hard
always.
Times, you know, it's not.
You cared about a person. And you were with them for that long.
Yeah.
I mean, it's it's not going to just be like, hey, okay,
it's over. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I don't even, like, it is so much better now. You know what I mean? Like, it's so, so worth it. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm sure he probably feels the same way, too. I don't really know. I haven't talked to him at all, so I don't care to either. Yeah. Yeah. A clean break. And also, a clean break is always the best way to go. Because I have had, well, the exact opposite of what this has been. Very messy. Very confusing. Drawn out. I think, 21 at the time.
You were much younger.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, I learned my lesson with that one.
And it happens. Those happen.
Like, oh, yeah.
You have to learn your lessons.
You do. So,
regardless if when we were 21 and, you know, I came up and be like, listen, you need to do a clean break or this is going to get nasty. I mean, you're going to.
I probably wouldn't have listened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have to learn your lessons on your own. There's only so much of what a friend or somebody says to you can take you. There's only so far that can take you.
Exactly.
You have to learn those
sometimes you,
the hard way.
Yeah, honestly. Sometimes that's, you do. Oh, yeah.
FYI, parents, sometimes you don't need to mop up all the messes for your kids.
Natural consequences, yeah. That could be a whole different show.
That is a whole
different
topic. Yeah. We can talk about it next week when we come back. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We're hoping to have a guest in here, actually. So.
Oh, nice.
More on that next week. Hopefully, we can make something happen. But, yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm super proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And we'll be back next week. Hopefully, we'll have some more adventures in the life of Tiff and Boots, and then we'll have more Amanda's
single lady stories.
All that good stuff. Remember, I am living vicariously through you, so.
Oh, great.
Hear all the details.
Right, yeah.
Stuff that's coming up. You guys, thank you for joining us. We are the Late to Late Girls. We'll see you guys back here next week.
Bye, everyone.
Mm-hmm. My